Good evening, Senator Rennie, Representative Hepler, and the committee. Thank you for listening to us. My name is Harry Fish. I chair the select board in the town of Jonesport. I've been on the Jonesport Harbor Committee for 25 years. As a lifetime resident of Jonesport, I strongly urge the members of this committee to reject LD 586. Please consider these important reasons to kill this suggested bill. Aquaculture should not be discouraged. Raising global populations and income will continue to increase demand for fish. And with the wild catch levels essentially flat, all increases in fish and seafood production have come from aquaculture, says the Ocean Foundation. This bill raises distrust of sound, sustainable aquaculture processes. The bill proposes unrealistic restrictions on recirculating aquaculture systems. These systems should be promoted, not impeded. According to the scientific report in Aquacultural Engineering, considering all aquaculture production systems in use today, RAS offers the possibility to achieve high production, maintaining optimal environmental conditions, securing animal welfare, while creating a minimum ecological impact. RAS had been used successfully in Europe for many years. Species such as trout, turbot, sea bass, sole, Atlantic salmon have been found using RAS in the Netherlands, Denmark, France, Norway, Germany, the UK, and some other countries. The Kingfish Company, which has been growing yellowtail since 2017, recently received approval from the environmentally strict Dutch government for a second doubling of its capacity. This bill threatens a major economic opportunity for our town. Jonesport is the planned site for Kingfish's $120 million investment in transferring its state-of-the-art RAS technology to the U.S. We anticipate that Kingfish Maine will bring these advantages to our town. Quality jobs, 70 to 100 first term. Support for schools, more students. Economic spin-offs, a thriving environment for support and service businesses. Property tax relief, less financial pressure on the residents of our low-income county. Economic diversification, less reliance on fisheries facing regulatory restrictions. And a continuity of our way of life, in keeping with the marine heritage that Jonesport had since 1820. Kingfish's Jonesport Fish Farm has received multi-level government approval. Their extremely detailed application has been fully approved at the federal, state, and local levels. Kingfish RAS process isn't wishful thinking, it works. Jonesporters have repeatedly supported Kingfish. Last year, as you just heard from Billy, we had a vote that showed 2-1 support for Kingfish. Let's not strangle the advanced aquaculture system we won't need. It's already working very well.
Thank you very much.
Any questions?
Representative Dudera.
Okay, go ahead. No.
Go ahead. Representative Dudera.
Sorry, did you have a question?
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you so much for being here and your testimony, Mr. Fish. Aptly named for our committee, very aptly named.
Imagine growing up as a little kid going through school, and they said, "What's your name?" Said Harry Fish. I said, "All fish have scales. How come your name's Harry?" Billy kind of mentioned a lot of stuff that I've already been talking about. I'm still on the select board, the people in Jonesport want this, and I've heard an awful lot of misinformation all the last 2 years, and I heard some of it again today.
My question for you was, we heard earlier about communities maybe not feeling they have input on projects. Is it your opinion that Jonesport was given ample time to offer input on this? It sounds certainly like you
were. We started in 2000, I think in 19, and we held public hearings, public sessions, invite people to come. The representatives from Kingfish were there with presentations from what, and actually showing the plant that's in the Netherlands, and then answered all kinds of questions to all of the townspeople. And we've held, 5 or 6 of those, if not more. in that interim from now, from then to now, the planning board took 6 months to go through the application word by word and passed it, said granted. It went to our review board, and they only spent three nights doing this over about 3 weeks, and they unanimously upheld the decision of the planning board. So that's where we are. The people in the town of Jonesport have had many opportunities and took advantage of them to find out about this system. When Kingfish first approached, I was on the board, select board then, first approached us, I said, you need to get out and talk to people. And that's what we did. And we've done it for years now. So there shouldn't be anybody in Jonesport that doesn't know quite a bit about this whole process. And also remember, the planning board required extra testing and so forth. They wanted to be sure that DEP was doing its job. Anybody else?
As a selectman, just rolling forward, you've sold me on the matter. And being from Aroostook County, I want to thank you for supporting the logging and paper industry and not going double-sided on that. but how much has Kingfish added to the tax base at Jonesport?
They're talking about investing between $120 and $150 million. Some of that will be real estate, which is taxable. Some of it will be equipment and so forth, which is questionable whether it's taxable on the business personal property. We're looking for about a $50 million increase in our tax base. Now, you add that, Jonesport right now is worth about $160 million, according to the state.
Yeah.
So let's bump us up to $210 million. To get your mill rate, you take how much you raise, you divide it by what you're worth. Well, if the number on the denominator, if you remember your math, the number on the denominator gets bigger, the value gets smaller. And that's very, very important. We got a lot of elderly people.
Yeah. Fixing the current mill rate out there.
Yeah, the current mill rate is about 17. It could drop down to 13 or 14. Mm-hmm. But the more important thing is all these jobs. Mm-hmm. Where in the world in Washington County are you going to find 70 jobs? And these are good paying with benefits and the whole bit. They're not basic wage paid jobs. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, $15, $25, $35 an hour, and Kingfish is going to train their people so they can move up the line.
Well, thank you for coming in and giving this testimony feedback today. We appreciate it.
I hoped it wasn't going to be this long, but I'm glad to be here. And thank you so much for all listening. We'll
make sure you get.
Don't go anywhere yet. You got another.
Oh, okay.
We validate parking too.
Thank you for being here. So, since Mr. Milliken is no longer on the select board, and he was wondering how they're now doing. How is the select board doing now that he's no longer?
Well, he's only been gone since Monday night. We did get through a select board meeting yesterday. He sat in the audience just to make sure that we knew what we were doing. But Billy's been on the board now. I'm in my 11th year of four terms. And I'm hoping I'm going to want to keep running because I want to see this project and our working waterfront project to go through.
Yeah. So, thank you very much for being here.
Anything else?
I think you're safe.
I signed that. So thank you.
All right. Thank you.